Okay, welcome back for the final hour of Cancel the Cabal on Shake and Wake Radio and PSN Radio and SoFlow Radio. And as before, as every time we got a chance to take a break in the first 2 hours, all the stations are listener supported, so please help them out if you're able to. And I want to welcome back the Poopmeister again, Jensen Witham, to the show. Welcome back, Judd. Welcome to the show.
You know, back in the 60s and 70s and I guess the 80s even, Archie Bunker used to talk about the trickle-down effect, you know, where the government basically has been taking a dump on everybody's heads for a long time. Bunker, I think, you know, he really nailed it, Archie did. And the meathead was the disease, and I guess Archie was the cure.
Yeah.
And then Edith was a comedic. She's a wonderful woman, Edith Bunker. I think, you know, as goofy as they tried to paint her, that was her way of dealing with Meathead and Archie without,
you know,
getting in a blood fest.
They interviewed them two later on in life, 20 years after the show.
Yeah.
And she said she made that character up herself. They had nothing to do with that. She wanted to be as goofy and as innocent as possible.
Well, I mean, you know, today, earlier, we spoke about the impact that the Cabal has made in this world. And as you know, I don't know, far-fetched, crazy, beyond belief, as a lot of people might think, I'm of the opinion that Cancel the Cabal really led the charge straight into the heart of what some people would call the deep state, what some people would call the swamp. And I firmly believe it's true. Cancel the Cabal. Well, you remember Rambo, that film First Blood?
Yes.
Well, by God, Cancel the Cabal drew the first blood.
Uh-oh.
And it's still, I mean, y'all are great, Steve. I don't care how you slice it. You and Annie and all the other participants in Shake and Wake and the guests that you have on, like, where's Scott Bennett? I want to get a hold of that guy. Me and Scott Bennett got some talking to do.
Right.
But we're at a precipice this afternoon in the world. We have them on the run. I think we're kicking their, you know what. It's very, very encouraging. I think that's the first thing I said to you this morning. Are you encouraged, Steve?
Yeah.
All day long, I'm not even kidding around, all day long, I know that the giant's shoulders that I stand on, a lot of people have given me support and helped me with information and given me the ammunition that we all need to stop this cabal, to put the swamp out of business, to make the world a better place for everybody, especially their children. Now, I'm very proud, Steve, makes me smile, that I'm known as the Poopmeister. Because sewage for centuries has been used as a bioweapon. And most of the deadly bioweapons like COVID-19 and SARS-2 and some of the more aggressive avian flus and swine flus and anthrax and, you know, some of these other exotic weapons that the bad guys in the world, and, you know, I don't need to elaborate on, you know, who the terrorist states are. But when you look at what's going on in England, for real, this isn't theory, folks. This isn't some cockamamie story, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fact. They're dumping sewage all over Great Britain like, oh, my God. Everywhere. And there's literally millions of witnesses to what they're doing. But apparently the fluoride and the mercury and the vaccines and the chemtrails and the brainwashing indoctrination effects of television and mass media has lulled most of the English people into a zombie-like stupor. People don't realize that all over England, it's a giant open septic tank full of the most dangerous viruses and bacteria, killer pathogens, all over the whole place. It's everywhere. Same with Canada. Canada sits on what's known as a Laurentian shield. It's basically a multi-million mile ledge of granite rock. It sits on a giant rock formation. So the ground in Canada doesn't absorb sewage from septic systems.
Yeah.
They dump it in all the rivers and the creeks, and it goes into Great Lakes and into the St. Lawrence River. Justin Trudeau's government is the filthiest purveyor and spreader of COVID-19. It's going on in Italy, France, Spain, Germany. It's going on all over China. China's like, holy, you know what?
Uh-huh.
And in the United States.
Well, I just...
On a grand scale.
I just wonder what chemical that they're putting in everything that makes people so docile and so accepting.
Personally, I think it's got a lot to do with pornography. It's got a lot to do with all this sexual content, that you see in television programming. You know, back in the 1960s and 70s, you may have had an occasional transvestite, or you may have had an occasional homosexual, or you might have had an occasional sex addict that was used in a role in a television program or a movie in a passing comment.
Actually, that goes back to the beginning. They started doing that beginning of movies and TV.
If you look at the sex kittens of the 30s and the 40s, you know, what they call them, the sex symbols?
Sex pots.
Sex pots, the sex symbols. That stuff, after Larry Flint, right, Hustler?
Uh-huh.
And this, what's his name there?
Hugh Hefner?
Hefner. Yeah. And then all of that, I don't want to sound like an old maid or a wussy, but you know, sensuality and sexual intimacy with someone that is the object of your affection and your devotion and you love them, you know, that's kind of what our parents were about.
Yes, I mean, it can still be that way. It's just people's personal choices. That's all it is.
But they've turned it into a recreational sport.
Right, and it's still a personal choice.
Now, I don't want to gross your listeners out, but I'm going to give you an example, and I'm going to make sure Annie doesn't get upset with me, okay? Because this is just something that happened. For real. I had gone to Utah to pick up a trailer, big trailer load of my things in a diesel truck. And I was driving back to I take that back. I went down to Missouri and pulling it back to Utah. And I'd been driving all day, 11 hours. I was tired. So I stopped in a pretty, you know, upscale motel, Alpine Lodge, like, motel going back to Utah, and I pull in, and it was sort of late, and the restaurant, they served me a sandwich before they closed. It was like dark. It was 10 o'clock at night, and I was just tired. I walked in my motel room. I threw my travel bag down on one of the beds, and I walked through the room. I picked the remote up and just clicked the TV on. And I went in the bathroom and started getting ready to take a shower. And as I was getting ready to bathe, I kept hearing things on the TV, and I was thinking to myself, what in the, what? And I walked out of that bathroom, and I looked on the TV, and don't freak, okay? But this was what was on TV. It was a game show from one of the brothels, one of the, you know, the pony ranches there in Nevada, to see which girl could mount the largest, you know what.
Uh-huh.
It was like a competition. Right on TV in America.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. It was the most disgusting display of no morals at all.
Uh-huh.
Caligula. I mean, it was gross. It was disgusting. And I'm a guy, you know, I'm old because I used to build skyscrapers, hospitals, airports, schools, you know, big construction sites. I spent most of my life around, you know, construction people. And it grossed me out beyond grossed out. I couldn't believe what was on TV. And this is the kind of stuff that's all over the internet.
Yeah.
The pornography is like, you've got to be fooling me. This is not why I called today, but it's a valid subject to discuss because of some of these other things that are going on. One of my current pet peeves and rages is we have a healthcare crisis in this nation that is absolutely disgusting. You've got senior citizens and you got disadvantaged children. People that are seriously ill, they can't get medical treatment.
Uh-huh.
They can go see a doctor, maybe, and 9 times out of 10, the doctor gives them a prescription.
Yeah, more.
They go to the pharmacy for treatment.
Most people have to.
Treatment comes in a bottle now.
Most people have to decide whether they're going to eat or fill their prescriptions.
Well, some people don't eat, and they don't get their prescriptions either, and they're dying, and they're very, very sick, and they're, you know, they're at the last stages of their lives.
Yep.
They're in the streets. Now, I'm not going to use any names, and I'm not even going to kind of refer to this individual because I don't want anybody to get the wrong ideas or, you know, I don't want anybody to be upset. I personally know an individual dying of 3 different kinds of cancer, liver, pancreatic, and kidney.
Uh-huh.
And this person is really ill. Got all kind of cysts and all sort of symptoms that are just, you know, jaundice.
Yep.
Real bad, turning yellow, hair beginning to fall out. Sick, end of life, you know, the death rattles moving on in. Can't get medical care.
Yep.
She can't even, I screwed that up. They can't even get like a primary care appointment where the primary physician can refer them to specialists.
Yeah.
The damn insurance companies who are making gobs of money. They won't pay for anything. They'll take your insurance premium right out of your paycheck all your life. They'll take all your Social Security deductions and taxes right out of your checks for your whole lives. But at the end stages of millions of people's lives, they got about as much chances as aborted children.
Yep.
They love abortion. Get rid of them babies just as quick as they can.
They make all kinds of money off of aborted babies. They sell them to food factories and soft drink companies and
fetal tissues.
Yeah.
Yep.
And well, I mean,
Planned Parenthood loves brokering them little baby organs.
Yes, they do. And they will take. You can specifically ask for your donation to Planned Parenthood to go to a black or a brown child or something.
Well, again, the reason that I wanted to talk today simply is that, and I mean this, I can't stress this enough. Cancel the Cabal was first blood, Steve. I was there. I've been working on a lot of these issues. Here's one. This is just one example. I kind of fell into the very end of the Vietnam War actions to bring the Vietnam War to an end.
Uh-huh.
I got in, 69, 70, right before Nixon finally decided that it was time to pull out.
Cut loose, yeah. Cut their losses.
Of course, there was, right before the first Earth Day, there was a series of the Flint River being on fire. Remember the Ohio River was on fire from so much pollution and chemicals in the river?
No, I don't remember that.
And then there was the Love Canal, where this entire area of a town outside of Rochester, New York, was so massively contaminated with deadly chemicals that I think there was like 8,000 residents of that suburban area that were in a cancer cluster. Where, I mean, their tap water, their drinking water was just poison. Now, I don't know how many people listening to this program this afternoon have family members that have gotten that sick and watched them die or may personally be suffering with these kind of things themselves today. What in the hell is wrong with America? Why are we putting up with this stuff? I have two daughters, and heaven help the SOB, heaven help the SOB that ever lays a hand on my children. Heaven help them. But that goes for everybody else's kids, too.
Yep.
Right?
Certainly does.
And friends, and, grandmas and grandpas, and moms and dads, and brothers and sisters. I mean, what the heck's the point of having society? What's the point of having humanity if we won't fight for each other's self-respect, and people's health, and their human rights? I mean, what's the point if we don't stand up for each other? And I'm looking at some issues, Steve. On a global scale, I watch this sociopathic pig, this animal.
Which
Joe
one?
Biden.
Yeah.
He's a president of the United States, and he's shipping deadly munitions everywhere.
Yeah, he's a puppet of the New World Order.
I mean, they're killing people, like children and civilian populations are dying because the United States is shipping weapons everywhere.
Yep.
Huge, I mean, billions in death are being distributed around the planet by, they're calling him Genocide Joe.
Uh-huh.
What this Benjamin Nitwit, the Yahoo, I hate to break it to everybody, but this whole idea of Israel is hands off and the Jews are sacred and yada, 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 yada. You know, we have an obligation to protect Israel. But why? They invaded Palestine with the Balfour Declaration. They decided after World War II that they'd just take all the, you know, the displaced refugee type victims of the Third Reich, the Jews, and they just give them somebody else's country.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's,
but you know,
just Palestinians live there. You know, they're not important enough to.
They're just Arabs. That's all they are.
Well, I think they call it the Nakba. You know, the consecration of the Balfour Declaration when they basically sent troops and thousands of Jewish refugees from across Europe into Palestine, and they kicked the Palestinians out of their homes and took over their properties and just ran them off at the point of a gun.
Right.
And that occupation, it's going on tonight. It's gotten 1,000 times worse. And, you know, I'm sorry, but, you know, I think the Palestinian are really taking it in the fanny. They're really getting, can you say screwed over on the cabal? Is that okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to get any upset.
It's not just the Palestinian. It's
everywhere.
Every man, woman, and child of non-white descent. And us whiteys, too.
Here's the church of the hard, cold facts.
And us whiteys, too, though.
This is the church of the hard, cold facts. You know, this Jewish Judaism stuff that was invented by Abraham. Abraham's parents were not Jewish. Abraham was not born into a Jewish family. It was invented by him when he was in his early 70s. This idea that Jewish means a race or that it's an ethnicity, the answer is no. It's not. There is no DNA test for being a Scientologist. There is no DNA test for being a Mormon or a Catholic. There's no DNA test for Catholicism. And by God, there's no DNA test for being Jewish. It's a religious belief system. It's a cult. It is a belief cult. And I'm disgusted with, you know, all this stuff out of the Southern Poverty Law Center and Martin Dees, and they carry on about anti-Semitism every chance they get. They accuse people like me that are educated of being anti-Semitic and even racist. And I'm not. But I'm not a moron either. I'm not a moron. Being Benjamin Nitwit Yahoo from Jerusalem doesn't give the guy a license to murder as many children as he decides he wants to murder. And the International Court of Justice, which is going on tonight, there's huge numbers of extremely well-educated people taking a hard, cold look at the genocide going on in Palestine. It's not just me. It's not just the cabal. It's not just Stephen Rogers. There are exceedingly well-informed adults saying, hold on here a second. This is apartheid. This is genocide. These are crimes against humanity. And this absolute freak this beast called Joe Biden, he's just throwing weapons and money at it like there's no tomorrow. And then, of course, the press try to make it out like, well, the United States is doing this and the American people are doing that. And the answer is, no, I'm not. I'm not doing it. I'm trying to get it stopped.
The prostitutes.
If anybody listening has children, people they love, this stuff isn't funny. These people are perishing under the most agonizing circumstances your mind can conjure up. I mean, you know, take your children down to the park and collapse a building on them. Now, we watched 9/11 in horror, didn't we?
Yeah.
When the World Trade Centers came crashing down on thousands of people. Why is it not as outrageous when it's Palestinians being killed by collapsing buildings? Why is America basically silent? Have you heard anybody out in public raising hell the way we do on this program?
Of course not.
This isn't a show, ladies and gentlemen. This is a news program being brought to you by some of the most sincere investigative journalists that have ever walked the face of this earth. Stephen Rogers, you know, you deserve a couple of three Pulitzer Prizes.
Who's Rogers? I don't know him.
I know, Mr. Rogers. I got you. I hear you. I want you to be my neighbor, Mr. Roberts. I do that to poke fun with you, make you laugh a little bit. Yeah, have you got one of those cardigan sweaters?
I don't even know what a cardigan. Don't even know what a cardigan sweater is.
Cardigan, that pullover button-up sweater that.
No,
Mr.
I don't.
Roger wore.
No, I don't.
You know the guy that wants to be your neighbor.
Uh huh.
Did he wear a bow tie too? Didn't he? Or was that Mr. what's his name there?
No, I think he wore a regular tie.
I know that Mr. Green Jeans and what was that guy's name? I can't think of it. I'm having a brain freeze. Captain Kangaroo. There we go.
Well, that was a different show, though.
I knew, yeah. I had trouble this afternoon remembering Lois Lane. I remember Jimmy Olsen. And I remember, you know, like Perry White from the Daily Planet.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, but I couldn't remember Lois Lane's name for nothing. I had to have these young kids, you know, fill me in. I was having a brain freeze like crazy. This news hour called the Cancel the Cabal. I told you earlier today, we're kicking their butts. We're tearing them up. We've got them right by the, you know what, the short hairs.
Yeah, I...
We, particularly you, and people like my old friend Alan Stang, Mr. Stang is gone now. My old buddy from American Fork, Utah, and Liberty Roundtable, Sam Bushman, and there's a bunch of other broadcasters that I've interacted with through the years. We're kicking their fannies. It's not ABC. Not CBS, it's not PBS, it's not CNN, no, it's Cancel the Cabal, we're kicking their fannies, and that's a fact. Cancel the Cabal, as far as I'm concerned, goes way past 60 minutes. You're tearing them up, Roberts. I'm convinced you're a troublemaker.
Yeah.
That's what I'm convinced. Stuff. You make trouble, Robert.
I'm not seeing us tearing them up. I'm not seeing it.
I'm telling you, it's happening all over the world. You remember hearing about? Oh, I guess it's about 3 months ago. A little over 3 months ago now. Your friend, yours truly, old Poopmeister. I went nuclear ape poop on him.
Uh huh.
Over what's, yeah, and when the war in Ukraine became obvious that, you know, they were going to get us in this freaking shooting war with Russia.
Well, that was
I went ape poop on them then, too.
It was obvious the first day.
Wasn't it, though? Just Joe Biden and his son Hunter just couldn't wait. They had premature ejaculation. The money. Oh, yeah. God, the money was over. Oh, they had to have that money.
Yep.
They had to have the weapons contracts. They had to have BlackRock get the they're already talking about reconstructing the Ukraine using American working class pension funds. Where do you think BlackRock gets their money?
Uh-huh.
It's from people's retirement accounts.
They're going to take it all. They're going to take all the retirements.
I mean, the war isn't even over, and they're talking about rebuilding the Ukraine.
They're going to take all of the digital currencies, too.
Well, they're going to try.
No, they will.
But I think we're kicking their fanny on that one, too.
Yeah.
This central bank digital currency scam is not going so well for them. And then, of course, you got Hararari, the little... God, that
the little fairy? The little fairy?
I mean,
Hararari the fairy?
Hararari the fairy, right.
Hararari the fairy.
Klaus Schwab. Their World Economic Forum, Pinky and the Brain take over the world plans. They're coming apart. It's like Fauci. Here's one for you. You know, the warp speed mafia there of Donald Trump and Fauci and all the people that stuffed the pandemic trillions into their bank accounts. Fauci's been caught lying to the whole world about, oh, you take this here experimental injection
and that
get sick. You won't get sick, and you won't transmit the virus.
That's right.
And it's a miracle drug, and everything's going to be
just hunky-dory.
They lied to everybody.
Just hunky-dory, yep.
Didn't they lie to everybody?
Yep,
of course they
did.
They gave everybody. I was listening to a pathologist describe these clots. They're not blood clots. I'm sorry to break it to everybody. They're not blood clots. They're clots, but they ain't blood.
Nope.
They're like rubber cement, and they're 2 feet long. They're pulling these clots out of cadavers' legs that are 2 feet long.
Yep.
And it's coming from the experimental, warp speed, Donald Trump. Oh, Donald Trump, you did such a great job. Donald Trump with your experimental death shots. But, hey, you know, 50,000 Republicans voted for him in Iowa. Now he's back in the game, and he's a king.
Uh-huh.
Because 50,000 demented fools in Iowa. Have you ever even been to Iowa?
Yes, I have.
Isn't that where there's a bunch of, you know, lame people that talk like they got marbles in their mouths?
No, I think you're thinking of...
A bunch of hick farmers in Iowa. Don't they grow corn or something out there?
Aren't you thinking of Arkansas?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Aren't you thinking of Arkansas?
Arkansas. Arkansas. Yeah, I see that Arkansas license plates going down the highway all the time, and all I keep thinking about is, wow, the incest state, right? I'm just playing around.
No.
Don't take me seriously.
No.
New Yorkers are worse. Oh, God, them people from Massachusetts, help me. The District of Criminals. Oh, God. Have you ever been to Manassas?
Yes.
Outside of Washington, D.C.
Yes, I have.
Talk about a freaking zoo.
I've been everywhere except for Alaska and Hawaii.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what. America, 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 wake the hell up. You know, this stuff's going to wind up on your back door. All the people that think that, you know, everything is let somebody else bother. I'm not going to lift a finger. Let somebody else fix it. It's that ugly gorilla is going to wind up on your back porch, and then you're going to be screaming like a spoiled brat girl. Yep. But the good news, and this is good news, the United States Supreme Court determined that the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decided the case correctly. And the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that the judges, McCluskey and Doughty in Louisiana, decided that super-duper social media platform censorship conspiracy matter, that those two district judges decided the case correctly. And then, of course, there was this group of people that are the following. They're part of the Cancel the Cabal culture at the head of the line. One of them's named Kimberly D. Hogan. She's one of the petitioners in that big censorship case everybody keeps hearing about. And then there's this other wackadoodle guy that they call him the Poopmeister.
Right.
And then, of course, Bobby Kennedy Jr.
Oh, goodness.
You know, he had to jump in.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a whole bunch. Dr. McCullough, I think his name is, or McCullough.
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 Uh-huh.
He's one of the leading physicians that has exposed this warp speed death cult of Donald Trump's. Oh, it wasn't Donald Trump just, oh, he was so proud of his experimental clot shots.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was. Yeah, he saved the world. And then, wait a minute. Oh, God, everybody's dying now. Because the clot shots are more deadly than COVID-19. Have you been following this story as it unfolds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, here you go. Here's a shot. You can't transmit the disease anymore. You can't get the disease anymore. So now you can just go just mingle and forget all that 6-foot distancing joke.
Yeah.
Remember the 6-foot?
Yep.
Are you freaking kidding me? 6-foot, right?
Yep. Do you know why that is?
I'd go in the supermarket. And I swear to you, I don't know how many people, I'd point up at the ceiling.
Come on. The arrows saved lives. Judson?
Yes, walk this way. You got to walk this way down the grocery aisles.
Yeah, them arrows saved countless lives.
Those arrows on the floor. But I'd point up at the air circulation system in the ceiling, you know, and I'd say everybody that comes in this store, their breath, their BO, and their farts stay in the store.
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as it was one of the big box stores like Costco or Sam's Club or something like that, you were okay to go.
7-Eleven or Stop and Go or
the
laundromat or
the small
anywhere you go. I don't care where you go. You walk into a commercial building like that, and everybody is in there breathing.
Yeah, I mean, you could only catch COVID. You could only catch COVID in the mom and pop stores, mom and pop restaurants.
Those masks were just, I mean, how stupid did they think we were?
Very.
Literally.
Very.
Oh, my God. And the American people, you remember everybody's wearing them stupid masks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody.
Still are.
And they don't work. They do not work.
They still are.
People, they work as well as the warp speed clot shots.
Yeah. People still are.
So, by God, Stephen Roberts, my friend, my comrade, oh my God, we are kicking their butts, because what we're discussing on this news hour is filtering out into society. They can't stop us. You ever see mold, you know, start taking over a loaf of bread? There'll be like a spot of mold on that loaf of bread.
Yep.
And then within about 4 or 5 days, a whole loaf has been consumed by the mold.
Yep.
Well, that's Cancel the Cabal. We're the cure.
I'm moldy?
Virus.
Is that what you...
We're the cure.
I'm moldy?
I'm telling you what, man. We are kicking fanny. Annie, you know, Shake and Wake Radio, you people are doing such a phenomenal job. And I'm working on something now. Now, this is kind of interesting. You'll find this interesting. I'm going to go ahead and take the liberty of using her name. If she gets mad at me, well, she'll get over it. There's this lady from Colorado. She got a hold of me about a year ago and started telling me things about how they set up all these trusts and all these land schemes and big bank, Jamie Dimon and Demon, Jamie Dimon, right? Jamie Dimon?
Yep.
And they use all these exotic fabricated papers, sort of like Lee Farkas and Andrew Farkas and Jeb Bush and Neil Bush and
yep.
Charlie Keating and what was that guy? Oh, yeah, the Susan and Jim McDougal and, you know, all the other consters that rob the savings and loans and banks. They create these fake real estate indentures, contracts. And they use easements and rights of way to borrow billions upon trillions of dollars.
Yep.
And easements and rights of ways under certain rules of law. You know, property held in common, like the hallways in a condominium building, those are properties held in common. All the residents are part of the condominium association, and they own the electrical breaker rooms. They own the hallways and the elevators and the condominium lobbies. Those are all properties in common.
Yep.
Okay. Now, I'm an old title abstractor, title examiner, so I know what I'm talking about. I ran title investigations in 28 states for every federal agency you can think of. FBI, Department of Justice, Judson, the Poopmeister, ran title investigations in the wake of the savings and loan and banking crash of the 80s and 90s in 28 states for the FBI and Justice Department, just as two examples. But let's get back to my point here. They've got this lady, and they're using her name in these fake trusts and these fake real estate holdings.
Yep.
Corporations. Yeah, they're using her name.
Uh-huh.
So I was talking to her earlier today, and I said, well, let's flip the tables on them.
Yeah.
Let's use what they're doing to you and give us a few billion dollars to fund our opposing voices. We are the counterculture. We are the dissenting voice. We are the last line of defense. We are the people. We the people. Let's take advantage of their own dirty little scam and flip the table and turn the tables on them and use those resources to take the consortium of journalists around Shake and Wake, around Cancel the Cabal, and a whole host of other groups. Where's our funding? Why is it that only the Republicans and the Democrats get the millions and billions? Why are they funded? What about we the people? Where's our funding? Do you get a grant check from the government to operate Cancel the Cabal? Don't they send you $100,000 a month?
Oh, at least. That's every week, isn't it?
Don't you think we're overdue? Come on.
Yeah.
Give me your best answer from your heart. Aren't we overdue for some serious funding? That just got out. It's filtering around the planet.
Yeah.
That the voices of opposition, the dissent.
Are they running scared?
You watch what happens in about 90 days. when the cat gets out of the box? The genie gets out of the bottle.
The genie gets out of the bottle, yeah.
The genie, yep, on Cancel the Cabal. We let genies out of the bottle on Cancel the Cabal. That's why I'm so damn proud of you, Steve.
If you take a
step back away from the fire and you contemplate the victories that have started on your program, many of them.
I told you I can't look myself in the mirror because my head's too big.
You know, Fauci is, I mean, he's in trouble.
Hopefully.
He's in big freaking trouble, old Fauci is.
Hopefully they're all in trouble.
And the people behind Ralph Baric and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. This isn't a China virus, folks. They invented and cooked this stuff up in North Carolina. Right there outside of Raleigh and right outside of Durham in Chapel Hill in a bio laboratory at the University of North Carolina. Now let the Homeland Security and the National Security Administration and the FBI and Department of Justice and Department of Defense and the CIA choke on that. That's not fiction. That's fact. That's a reality. They cooked this stuff up at UNC Chapel Hill.
Yep.
It's a bioweapon.
And Canada, too.
Yeah,
well,
that
German, there's also some bioweapons over there in Ukraine also. Canada, Ukraine, and Chapel Hill, U.S.
There's a group that operates in England, and they're very well known all over the world. They're called Surfers Against Sewage.
Uh-huh.
They don't want to go surfing in what's coming out of the rivers.
Oh, I don't blame them.
And what's coming out of the rivers is traveling throughout England. They're flushing it from London into the freaking English Channel.
Uh-huh.
They're flushing it from London into the Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
They're flushing it from Colchester, which is in the northeast of Great Britain. They're flushing it into the Baltic Sea. Montreal, Quebec, Toronto, they're flushing all their sewage by the billions and billions of gallons into the St. Lawrence, and it's going out into the Gulf of St. Lawrence, into the Atlantic Ocean. Look at the massive dumping of sewage, the bioweapon, by Justin Trudeau.
Yep.
And that little freak, he wanted everybody to get the clot shot. He wanted everybody to wear a mask. He wanted everybody to do the social distancing. And, you know, he just, you got to have your booster shots.
Yep.
You got to do just everything the government tells you to do. But at the same time, that little rat piece of, you know what, that rat turd, Trudeau, his government's dumping bioweapons, sewage in the St. Lawrence River
Turdo.
On a grand scale.
Turdo, that's his name. Turd-o.
Turdo. Yeah, there you go. Justin Turdo. I like that. Thank you, Steve. Well, buddy, let me tell you something. Do you understand what you just let out of the gate?
Well, you know, there's Mark Suckaturd also. That's what I call him.
Yeah.
Mark Suckaturd.
God. You know, we got our accounts shut down. We were deplatformed.
Yeah.
I got kicked off of American Online back in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you remember that? What was that guy's name? Steve something that started AOL.
Jobs?
He was CIA.
Jobs?
Started American Online. They shut my AOL account down back in like 1993.
Steve Jobs?
And I was telling everybody back then, they're censoring people on the internet. No, you're crazy with them. They don't censor anybody on the internet.
Steve Jobs?
Something like that.
Yeah, he founded
Steve something.
Apple. He founded Apple.
Long story short, they can't stop us. There's too many of us.
Did I ever tell you the story about...
We're the opposing voices.
Hey, Judd, did I ever tell you the story about the middle 80s and early 90s when computers first started to come up?
No.
I heard all the stories that they were going to censor people, they were going to steal our data, and they were going to spy on us. And I didn't get a computer until, 2008. And it turns out that they were right.
Buddy, let me tell you something that'll make you laugh.
Steve Case started AOL.
Chase, Steve Chase. Thank you very much. You remember the Tandy 100?
Yeah, yeah.
I had a Tandy 100, baby, from Radio Shack. And I used to engage in the chat rooms. Yeah, compact. So I lived in Houston, so we had all that compact computer, and we had... there was Texas Instruments. Remember Texas Instruments?
Uh-huh.
They had those blazing, I think they were 312 kilobyte floppy disks. Remember them things?
Yep. I had
And you used to have to dial a rotary phone.
Yep.
I swear to you.
I had a two.
And you used yellow perforated tape in the old teletype style Wang computers that were built in Massachusetts.
Yep.
Yeah, we used to have to dial a black rotary telephone, take the handset, snap it into the modem, and we'd get a blazing, oh, God, blazing speed, 1 megahertz.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, 1 meg. I remember, I swear, it'd take you all afternoon to share a brownie recipe.
It'd take you all afternoon to download a brownie recipe.
Everybody thought the Poopmeister was just a... What do you call that? A neophyte. I ain't no neophyte. This is not my first rodeo. But Steve, God bless you. God bless Annie. God bless the cabal and everybody that's... Oh, God, there's so many of us helping each other out. It's. I'm encouraged. I swear to God, I've been busting out all over the place today.
Yeah.
Now, the Supreme Court said the Fifth Circuit Court was right. And the Fifth Circuit Court said the Dowdy's Court and McCluskey's District Court in Lafayette and in they're in Lafayette. Can't remember the other town in Louisiana we're in. It's not important.
Shreveport?
But Shreveport, yeah. Shreveport and Lafayette. Bottom line is the Stasi, you remember that guy that was screaming Stasi?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name again?
The Poopmeister, I think.
They didn't stop us, Steve.
No.
No. Hell no. It's like that, remember that movie with the dinosaurs? What they call that? Jurassic Park.
Uh-huh.
Remember that kind of creepy guy that said nature has a way and it always gets out?
Yeah.
That's the cabal. That'd probably make a really groovy T-shirt. The truth, the truth always gets out.
Uh-huh.
With that guy's face. Yeah, is he still alive or did he die of a blood clot?
I don't know.
Did he? Was he given a comedy routine and choke and die on stage? I've seen all these people who take their last breath in front of a stadium full of people. And I'm thinking to myself, well, warp speed. Good job, Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You notice he ain't all that proud of warp speed anymore. He ain't talking about it at all. Hell no. No, nobody's asking him about it either.
Right.
What happened to all that pride you had about warp speed, Donald mm-hmm. Trump?
Yep.
You know, like crickets, right?
Yep.
So, to all my... fellow activists, all my fellow American patriots, if there is such a thing, all you good people out there, you're kicking their fannies. I want you to know you're kicking their fannies. Keep it up. Turn the heat up. Crank that music up nice and loud, and let's finish this job. We got them on a run, Steve. That's all there is to it.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Let me ask you a question. Seriously, let me ask you a question. How many savings and loans and banks got shut down?
When? 2008?
In the 1980s, 1990?
A lot of
2008,
them.
2008? Yeah, a whole bunch of them got shut down.
A lot
down.
Of them, yeah.
Ask Alan Stanford of Stanford Financial and Enron.
Uh-huh.
You know, what happened to the Enron people? What happened to them again?
Nothing. Nothing happened to them.
I don't think Enron's in business anymore.
No, but nothing happened to them, though. You know why? Because the investigation was being held on one of the floors of the Building 7, WTC 7. That's where the investigation was being held.
Did you see Maxine Waters having an orgasm with Samuel the Gangster Bankster Fried from FTX Alameda
yeah.
Research?
Yeah. Yep.
Did you watch the videos, her blowing kisses to Sammy on the floor of the House Financial Services Committee hearing room? She was blowing them kisses, man.
Yeah.
It was disgusting. There's Maxine, that woman's as ugly as a rhinoceros. And there she is, just all huddled. Oh, God, she's cuddled up to Sammy because Sammy's given her huge campaign contributions.
Yep.
And all the Democrats are, oh, God, that freaking FTX Alameda Research, they're giving huge campaign contributions to the Biden administration.
That
mafia.
They are. That they are.
She blowing kisses to him.
Yep.
Have you ever had a congresswoman blow you kisses, Steve?
All the time, yeah. I think she was blowing kisses. I think she was blowing kisses to Zelensky, too, wasn't she?
Man, I'll tell you what, Jeff Epstein, he was getting a lot more than kisses blown.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't want to say what he was getting, but it starts with a B and ends with an N. More commonly known as a BJ. He was getting lots of BJs from his constituents there until they... Did they murder that guy, or is he down in Argentina with the Bushes?
Yeah, he's somewhere. He's probably on another private island.
My God almighty, folks. And there's another example. What happened to Pedo Island?
Nothing.
The FBI raided Pedo Island
and
all of other Epstein's sex palaces and all the videos, all the compact discs. And what do you call it there? The thumb drives?
Yep.
All the MP3 files of the orgasms of some of the titans of American banking and insurance, they all disappeared.
That they have.
Oh, my God. Did we just say that on the Cabal?
I think so.
Did you say that the FBI got rid of all the evidence?
I think so.
I don't want to see the flight logs. I want to see the freaking high definition 3D.
It's been my opinion that the FBI, their only job since their existence is to cover up what the Cabal does.
Did you just say that on the Cabal?
Yeah, I did.
Oh.
And you know what? My producer okayed it, too.
That's going to get out.
And you know what, Judd? My producer said...
Always seems to have a way.
My producer said it was okay.
Is your producer sitting right there?
Yes, he is.
Oh, my God, I love you, man. You people are... I swear, you're all rock stars.
Well, Judd, it's been a good show. We're at the end here.
All right, my friends. Remember now, we want our monthly funding. We want our grant checks. And I think the Cabal, I mean, just for starters, Steve, and I'm not making this up. I'm thinking, what, $500,000 a month? That would pump up the volume, wouldn't it?
Certainly would.
And we need to pull together our assets and really bring some titans into this so that we are victorious.
Yep.
And we leave a better country.
Yep.
For our children.
I told you, I want to buy some radio stations. Get on the real radio.
You just said it on the Cabal, man. It has this habit of coming true when you say it on the Cabal.
Hmm. Okay.
Steve, thank you for having me on.
All right, Judd. Stay safe. All right, folks, it's been a good day. Been a fun day. I have fun when I have him on. I know he has fun, too. So, everybody, come out for tomorrow's show with me and Roger.